anyway, so it's not there. I can't replay that for you. My Serbs are still salty. Okay.
Oh, that was me.
Yeah, that was from
the Tesla thing.
Yes. They are. Anyway, so do you have any questions? You know, I want to start. We're pretty much close to the end of the day. There's not much time to do something left, but anything else? But questions, either from what I just presented or from anything from earlier today, just so that we wrap up today. And then tomorrow we'll definitely get into the alignment, the systems and process, and some of the initial setup pieces for alignment tomorrow. One of the things that I did also forget to mention is that whenever I say that the target date for the beginning of the sponsorship is, and as I said, I'm still working on some of these things, whatever, if any of you sign up and if any of you body put your money down or whatever, there is, from the day that the mentorship starts, you'll have a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if we get started, because if I decide not to start for 30 days and I say, oops, and then you start the program and then you say, yeah, but I don't think this is any good. I want my money back, please. But I'm just making the point that whenever it starts from, you'll have 30 days for a full money back guarantee, no questions asked. So there's that. I don't just take your money and run. Just letting you know. Oh, I forgot to show my face up. Ah, you must have liked my other face. Ah, okay. So there is that piece. And I'm torn between getting something started immediately. And then if I do start something immediately, what I might do is whenever the next time round I bring people in, that your year would actually begin at that point, the year's mentorship and the whatever and however long it takes to get to that next stage for me, that would be just additional time that we would work together, and we'd work with the setting up your roadmap. Anyway, and then we'd at least start with the every 2 weeks coaching session, and we'd get that would go anyway, and then we'd start the year when there's perhaps a couple more people involved, which might be probably a couple more months, 2-3 more months. So that, I think that's about all. I think they're the only things that I forgot to say about that. But any other questions from any of what I just went over, or any of the morning stuff that we did, any reflections on any of that? Whatever, this is your time. If you'd like to, I'll give you a moment to decide if anybody's got any questions, and then I have one more thing that I might do for all of you.
Karen, I wanted to ask you about being a source of accountability.
Yeah.
Can we explain a little bit more what does that mean? To be someone's source of accountability?
Yeah, and that's more just a way of saying, you know, if somebody said, I'll put it into simple terms. Somebody says, okay, so I want to stop smoking. I don't smoke, but you know, I might say I want to stop smoking, and then you can ask, so how are you doing this, and you can get more information from them. So and you can ask more questions. So are you stepping down? Are you going to go cold turkey? Are you whatever? Then they explain to you what they're planning on doing. You could say, well. Do you want me to help you out with that? Do you want me to, you know, kind of watch what you're doing? Do you want me to be there for you? And to, you kind of in advance almost have to make the agreement of what kind of accountability you're going to provide, which is why it's important in, you know, in any kind of a situation that you make some level of agreement up front, so that then, you know, if something happens down the road a little bit and they say, well, I've changed my mind. I, you know, it got a little bit hard and I tried, but say, but yeah, you told me that you were really serious about it. And this time you were going to absolutely. And you, in fact, asked me to kick you in the butt if you, you know, so then you can come back to them and then you can say, you know, I'm just saying, and then they begin to realize. Then they've got to make decisions about, they asked you, they've got to think about whether or not they're, what they're, the value of their own word, if that's important to them or not. Just the fact that you're there and you're prepared to tell them, this is what you said to me, I am doing what I said that I would do, what are you going to do?
Okay, got it.
You provide,
I wasn't clear if it was like a spoken deal kind of thing or if it was just like implicit there.
Yeah. In the situation in mentorship, there's usually in the beginning there's certain contractual agreements. This is what you've been getting. This is what you can expect. This, you know, all of those kinds of things. So you've got to hold me accountable for what I say I'm going to provide you. And then part of what I do throughout that process, I can ask you to do certain things or recommend that you do certain things. I can set you homework or I can say, this is a really important thing for you to do. When are you going to do it? Can you schedule it? Can we set that up? How can I help you get that done? But then, and then it's up to you. And then I come back again later on and say, so how did that go? Well, that didn't happen. Okay, so when's it going to happen next? You know, so, but having somebody who knows the challenges quite well in many different dimensions, being there to be that backstop and support so you just don't back out so easily. In the end, you know, you can't make anybody do anything. I can't make you. I can't guarantee anything for you. So in that sense, the levels of accountability that we have, I can say that, yes, I will be watching you. I will get feedback from you. I will give you recommendations for where to go. But I can't make a guarantee for your outcomes exactly, but what I can be responsible for is being there to guide you through the process and to be there and to tell you things that I think, are important that you might not think are important. And then it's up to you to decide whether to do them or not. Anyway, that kind of thing. But a lot of the time, you know, there's that harder side. And then a lot of the time, it's just simply having people to work with that keeps you moving along.
Right.
You meet every 2 weeks, then, and you've got something that you've said you'd get done in 2 weeks. The 2 weeks come, you check in. You know, it's setting up systems of accountability, if nothing else. Yeah.
Got it. Thanks. Yeah.
Yeah. So what then, if there are no more questions at this stage, then what I was thinking, that I might just use this last 20 minutes for, 15 minutes for, is for you guys to say, in a sense, to talk amongst yourselves. What I would suggest is that you take, there's four of you. I'm just on time, 20 minutes, four or five. Okay, this might be a little bit hard, but based on, you've heard a little bit from one another, little bits. what if you were to think of one thing that you think you have to offer any of the others, just, you know, just as peer to peer, inside advice, support, understanding of, and one thing that you would like to have that you might not have even heard from the others. Maybe they won't have it, maybe they will. I mean, sometimes when you identify something that you have that others could utilize that you don't have, that you know that you would like to benefit from. And it could be a connection, it could be, you know, the use of some kind, you know, anybody have had experience with some kind of software? I mean, it could be anything. But just the whole experience of practicing to, in a sense, to say what you've got and to put yourself out there as a potential partner with others. And on the other side, to learn to say what you would like to learn from, gain, or benefit from others. Because, you know, in the world, we actually need to know, you know, especially when we're in networking types of situations, this is a skill also, it can take time to figure out how to present yourself as a resource to others so that they want to utilize you as a resource in a way that you want them to. Not just use you up and spit you out, but how, you know, precisely what your organization is for, how they can utilize you. And on the other hand, how to find other resources or connections or contacts. So, Grace, you said that you like to speak. You feel confident speaking. So you might want to ask the others, for example, do any of you have podcasts or programs or places where you need speakers of people who have experience in the UN and in other international environments where you could speak and give your experience? You know, what do I know? What do I know you what you want to do? But that's, Daniela, you might say, well, you know, you've got these skills and resources. Does anybody else have an event coming up that I could help bring in some of my entertainers? I don't know what you want to do, but connected to what you're planning, you know, what your core mission and plan is, what you would like to do. What is something that would help you do that you don't have? That maybe even somebody in this room, I don't know, it's a very small room, but you know, and this kind of an exchange of networking exchange is what can happen on a much larger scale. But you do have to get your little pitch ready. And I know I'm not giving you much time. I'm not giving you a whole lot of guidance, but we're just, you know, we've got 15 minutes left. And so I'm just wanting to scrunch this up and maybe we can do something more tomorrow. But, you know, come the situation, when you think of it, you know, unless you ask other people, do you know anybody who's looking for a speaker? Do you know anybody who's looking for an artist who's really driven, you know, their particular agenda is on domestic violence, just because it comes to the top of my head really quickly, you know, or who's somebody who could entertain in that environment. Do you know anybody, actually, Grace, Daniela, do you know anybody in that environment who could come and do something at the summit? You know, I don't know. Have you thought about it? Maybe nobody asked you, and so you didn't think about it. Anyway, the point is, in networking environments, we have to get comfortable with explaining what resources we have that others can make use of, which is a little bit different than saying, hey, you know, I'm the best in the world at such and such, but I have these resources and you know, I would love people to access them. But I need help with such and such. Is there anybody, do you happen to know somebody? Do you happen to know somebody who can help me with such and such? Now, usually you have to have a plan for taking some kind of action. You have to have your X factor in place. You have to know where you're headed. You have to know what you want. You have to have thought about, you know, what kinds of resources you're really looking for are important to you. But so all of these things will help you do your work more effectively and network and expand and make relationships and build your social capital and build your impact. But it's important to be able to ask, to offer and to ask, because that's what in the end, you're wanting to call people to action. Change leaders want to invite people to do something. So creating an opportunity for them to do that with you. So that takes a little thinking to think about, you know, and all this comes into the communications part that you saw in my little diagrammy thing there that I'm going to show it again since I forgot to record that part before. But, you know, communications, whether we're, you know, speaking to within our organization, outside our organization, it really needs to be, you know, grounded into all of this. And communications are so critical, even to communicate with our financial systems people and our operation systems people and all of that. Communication is so central to all of this. And having your clarity about your purpose and your goals and whatever, so that you can, and so that you know what your next step is. And therefore, like yesterday, it was great, Grace, when you just said, if you don't mind at the end of it, please, you know, if I can put a shameless plug in, it's not shameless. It's letting people know, providing information and giving people an opportunity to build relationships. Yes, Ifani.
I can just, before we leave, just want to tell you guys, in fact, it's been a wonderful, exciting 2 days, you know. And I will try to get in touch with each of you. I have discovered you have some skill sets that I would need that will be beneficial to my program. And also, I believe that you also have some skill set that will be beneficial to your program as well. For Grace, I know you're doing something with the women, the child, this thing. We have a program that has to do with girl child education. So I would like to liaise with you and see how we can promote that and raise awareness. And Daniela, with your expertise in event management and our entertainment, I think we can use some of the contacts and your voice to raise awareness and other things for women issues, things like cancer. I think October is the Cancer Awareness Month. And the way the whole thing is going, I know people of most minority communities don't really get paid much attention to that. And so we might work together to try to bring that, trying to put together a program now with someone in Nigeria. But we want to expand it to go beyond Nigeria in terms of the cancer awareness program because it affects almost everyone in the world. So that's what we're trying to put together. And also, Fernando, with your people's skills, you know. So we'll be really, really would like all of you to participate in it. And then Karen, being our mother hen, you know, the mentor. So we will definitely be calling upon you too. So I'm really excited and I've learned a lot from all of you, what you've shared, it's really made my program better. It's really made me better, especially yesterday and today. You know, listening to you, Fernanda, Danielle, and Grace, it opened a whole lot of perspectives for me and created so many things I need to fine-tune, certain things I need to get better at and things I need to improve on. So it's been wonderful. I'm just calling you guys to help. So just know that. Thank you very much, Karen, for giving me the opportunity. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, and that's the thing is, each one here in this room, even just, it's just a few people, but it's remarkable what can be done, even the connections that can be made, just the cross-fertilization of ideas, the encouragement, the support can last for years, and there's no reason why it can't. And as you know, as we move forward and pull in other people, so I certainly really, really hope that that all of you stay connected with, you know, even if it's coming back to the next time, the Change Leadership Live, even if it's just at that level and connecting and staying connected with one another. It's this kind of thing can just really change everybody's direction in life, because that's what we do as human beings. You know, we make a difference. Yeah. So anybody else got what you would like to offer and what you would like to benefit from?
Me.
Yeah.
I've been told, I'm brutally honest. So what I can guarantee that I can provide is an honest opinion and a very objective one. I'm pretty new to this part, like this very kind of formal activism world, but I'm also very willing to learn. So I can also offer like a helping hand, like if on anything that I can like learn quickly and be useful and helpful. And from I would like from you guys, since I'm entering this world, it's pretty new for me, just like an open communication channel, more than like if like right now from the top of my head I don't have like anything very specific in mind. Mm-hmm. But if something specific comes to mind in maybe a couple of months or 6 or a year, mm-hmm. I would just like to have like an open communication channel to reach out.
Absolutely. I think you put your email in there, and I think at least, you know, I just say, you know, each person put their own email in that they want to share. I've got all your emails, but I don't, it's completely up to you to share that, that, you know, it's up to you. But yeah. So. Do you, one of my questions to Grace, does anybody in the UN office have a relationship with the Nigerian ambassador at the moment?
Not that I know of. I would need to check. We haven't done anything with missions in a while, from what I'm aware. Mm-hmm. I've also only been in my position for a year and a half now, so...
Well, that's quite a mission. Yeah, that'll change by then.
Yeah.
Anyway, just.
Yeah. But in terms of this, I guess, I just put my email in the chat. Yeah, I also don't have like super specific, you know, what I can provide, what Women's Federation can provide, it's definitely a network. If, you know, you ever want to know if Women's Federation has a chapter in your country, reach out. I can see if I can connect you. On the website, in our website, you can get a sense of the types of projects we do. If it's something that relevant to your work or relevant to your interests, to know more about, whether that's just reporting or getting involved or whatever, there's that. And also, if you're interested in learning or like being part of like, you know, formal, more of a formal, as you call it, Daniela, activist stuff, you know, we do like side events and parallel events at the different sessions at the United Nations. And so one of the major ones that we do at Women's Federation in New York is the annual Commission on the Status of Women, which is the second largest session of the United Nations. So it's going to be all virtual in 2020, March 2020. So that means you can participate from anywhere. And if you're interested in being considered to be part of our organizing committee, you know, feel free to reach out if that's something that's interesting to you. And ask. I mean, we have an internship program, a volunteer program. If there's anyone that, you know, that you see that would like to contribute in this kind of area, feel free to share my email with them. Yeah.
What's your website?
Sorry?
Yeah, the website, the Women's Federation website.
Just the last part of her email address.
I can drop it in here too. It's currently going under like a, anyway, we've experienced some glitches in the redesign, so it's not perfect, but which vexes me because I'm a perfectionist, but
don't stay too vexed, Grace.
But it works. It works. And so you can see kind of the stuff.
By the way, that website, 1997, it has existed since. I coded that website in Perl.
Oh, you did?
I bought the domain and coded it in Perl. You don't even know what Perl is.
Well, no, we transitioned websites. We just got, it was 2018, we transitioned to Squarespace. But before that, yeah, we had this.
That's Squarespace, whatever. That was clearly you're not a coder. Otherwise you would go, whoa. But yeah.
Nope.
Yeah. But anyway, just say.
I didn't know that.
Now you know.
Cool.
1997. There were hardly any websites then.
Women's Federation ahead of the times.
Back in the day. Fernanda.
Well, so I'm happy also to share with you my email. Right now, I'm a bit...
busy?
No, well, busy, but I'm also... I have, like, a lot of things I want to do, and I would like to make something that really has a purpose. And also, I'm really interested on all things regarding women and young women, primarily, because I had the opportunity to work on a program for students, middle school students, and it was just for girls, and I get really passionate about that topic. So right now I'm thinking, like, how can I work on this with some of my friends and colleagues, because I really need to figure out, as you were saying, like, what's their need. And I think that I may have, like, some ideas, but there may be, like, my own personal experience, and I need to really find out how can I help. So I would really, I feel really grateful to be here, because I think that maybe not right now, but in a few months, maybe we can interact and we can connect, and we may have, like, a better approach and a better connection in order for us to maybe find, as Grace was saying, like, ways to work together, or maybe just finding out, like, what are you doing here in Mexico, and like, what people are willing to do also regarding all these topics. So, well, right now I share with you my email. Please feel free if you wanna talk with me, connect with me. I will be really happy. And well, I had the opportunity also to work with some people in the US, primarily with the National Center for Women in IT. And I may have, like, maybe have some good contacts of women and that are really working and advocating for making a change, primarily on the Latino community, because that's the people I get more in touch with, and they are really, really great people. So maybe if also you, I don't know if you have an event and you want to invite someone, or maybe to have someone to give. I have, like, many contacts of people that are willing to give a training or a workshop about STEM, for example. And so feel free also to get in touch with me if you may need anything.
That's good.
Fantastic. So, I mean, even just this small little tiny group can cross-pollinate so much. And we'll work toward, again, as I said, one of the plans is to have a Building Social Capital Weekend, where there's a whole lot more networking opportunities, specifically for people who really are in this space of social change. And because one or two, you know, really, really, really strong working partnerships. They don't happen so often, but the cross-pollination of ideas, and you've got to start somewhere. You've got to find the persons or the people for that can really work well, you know, organization to organization or individual to individual. But still, there are so many other ways together and to benefit from being around and hearing about what one another does. So it is just a very valuable time. So we are at 2:02. I didn't let you out early today, but pretty close. So that's about it for today. We have just one more day left with one another. And tomorrow, I didn't do a wheel today, did I? I don't know whether I've still got it somewhere. Maybe I closed it out. We might have to do a wheel of names first thing tomorrow morning, because I'd have to set it up and put the names in and blah 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 blah. So sorry about no wheel of names today, and I still haven't figured out your prizes. I'll have that information for you tomorrow.
I guess we're going to do it today, the ones for today, tomorrow, and also the ones for tomorrow as well. So.
Ah, okay. Well, how about we have one at 8:00 in the morning, and then we have one right after lunch.
Okay, cool.
Okay?
All right.
So we'll see you tomorrow, everybody. Rest well tonight. Look forward to seeing you.
Thank you, everyone. Have a good evening.
Yeah.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye.
Bye, guys. See you tomorrow.